This is WCCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis. My goodness, what a busy day we have. Baseball this afternoon. Welcome back. Springtime is, that's for sure, at 12:25 this afternoon. Herb Carneal and Joe McConnell will bring you all the play-by-play of the Twins exhibition game against Boston from Winter Haven, Florida. How does that sound, Bill Deal?
Boy, I tell you, you're right. The seasons are changing.
On a cool, crisp, almost winter-like morning, it sure sounds good to hear a baseball.
That's right.
30 right now.
Have we had any word? Where are they playing today?
Winter Haven.
Have we had any word on the weather there or the temperature?
Not yet.
I'm
but
sure
it has been very warm down in Florida.
Uh-huh. Well, that's tremendous.
Yeah, imagine it's up in the 70s, high 70s.
I'm ready for it, aren't you?
I'm ready for it anytime.
You betcha.
Yeah, we're going to have a busy day today. We're going to have the Wild World of Sports.
The Wild World of Sports.
Yes, the Swedish tile exhibition, and we're going to have Dear Gabby, and we're going to have Minnesota horse racing.
Well, it sounds great. Folks, don't miss it if you can.
Yes, and National Chuck Hole Society.
Terrific.
Did you hear Art Johnson said that there's such a chuck hole in front of his house that in one night alone they found about 10 hubcaps on their lawn?
Why, he could retire.
That's true.
Yeah, this is a national problem.
Yeah, and the worst jokes of the week, and a little later, Brendan the Bold.
Well, thanks for the fair warning. Right now, here we go. The worst jokes of the week, he says, coming up. So run for the hills, everybody. Bill Deal for Oldsmobile, Wally McCarthy's Lindahl Olds, the Freeway 494 and Penn Avenue South. Today we've got the green floats with the lime.
Hard to
sherbet.
Know what to talk about first.
That's right.
People lime love the floats. They're great. Did you try one yet, Bill?
I haven't had.
Okay, let's go over and I'll buy you one.
Yeah, buy me one.
So you don't know what to talk about. The popcorn, the rolls, the coffee,
Star Wars
bubblegum cards.
Yeah.
For everyone, not just the young people, Bill.
That's right. For me too. Nom, nom, nom.
Look at the people on the show floor. Tremendous Saturday already at Lindahl Oldsmobile.
Great family day. As we continue the St. Patrick's Day sale, yes. The saving of the green here at Wally McCarthy's Lindahl Olds.
Hey, Bill, I have to pick some special cards in the used car department. Some specific sale prices.
Saturday
sale prices, all right. Won't go into a lot of equipment, but just tell you the cars and the price, and hope you'll listen carefully.
All
if you're looking
right.
for a station wagon, we have a 1973 Plymouth Suburban wagon with full power and factory air conditioning at $1,388. Another wagon would be a 74 Dodge Coronet wagon at $1,095. And maybe if you're looking for one of the more expensive Ford LTDs, we have a 1970 Ford LTD custom coupe with air conditioning at $2,490, a 75 Ford Gran Torino at $2,988, and here's a real, real value, a 1975 Pontiac Grand Le Mans four-door at $2,485. So I'll tell you, if you're looking for the right prices, the right automobiles, and the back with the money-back guarantee, Lindahl's is the place to be.
Did I listen carefully enough?
I'll listen more carefully. You're being pretty good today, Bill.
All right. I'll try to even be more careful the next time.
How many cars are you going to let me talk about next time?
I don't know.
I already want a commitment right now.
You do. I'll commit you. Now, Cadet Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Johnson, let's hear a few words about ROTC.
Sure, Bill. You know, a lot of times people know what Army ROTC is. It's a way of becoming an Army officer while you're a college student. They always ask what we do. Well, this spring, once everything thaws out, we're going to go on a riverine trip with the rubber rafts. We've got a trip with the helicopters coming up. We've got all sorts of weekends where we just get out and have fun, do a lot of things. I'd like to encourage people to come out and give it a try. Weekends, you can certainly come along and join us. If you're a college student, we'd really like to encourage you to give us a call at 373-2212.
Very, very well done. Why can't you be nice like he
is? How do you try a ride in a helicopter? I don't know about that.
Okay.
Or on one of those rubber rafts.
I'll tie you to one of the blades and I'll show you.
Here's a night talking about special sale prices.
Look at the lineup for the green float. Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Go ahead. I've got a
used car department. We have a 1976 Chrysler Cordova at $39.95, a 76 Cutlass Salon, two-door hardtop at $3,595. A lot of tremendous automobiles out here.
Right across from Ord Southtown, Freeway 494, Penn Avenue South, Wally McCarthy's Lindahl Olds. Charlie.
Okay, Billy Deal. Boy, yeah. It's windy this morning, isn't it?
Isn't it, though? What is that wind?
South wind 23 gusting to 32 miles an hour, but the Weather Bureau says 35 at the airport, 34 at Duluth, gusting to 47 at Rochester. So
well,
we have
March.
A little bit of wind.
Kite flying weather.
Yeah. Say, Class A consolation sports at Met Sports Center this morning. The girls' basketball tourney, Mountain Iron defeating Fertile Beltrami 52-48, and you know how they did it?
How did they do that?
Mountain Iron scored 24 points in the fourth quarter to come from behind and beat Fertile Beltrami.
Good going.
So they get the Class A consolation title. We'll talk to you a little later.
I'll be here.
Okay. 10:35 in the morning.
And now, the Boone and Erickson Show.
Yeah, I'm Charlie Boone.
And I'm Rog Erickson.
You guys are Boone and Erickson?
That's right, we're Boone and Erickson.
Oh, that's the first time I've seen you in person.
Is that right?
You look a lot better on radio, you know?
Say, if you're a dieter and you haven't been too successful at it, console yourself. Don't think of it as fat. Think of it as insulation.
Hey, another sign of spring at last. A sign of spring. TV reruns.
Well, I do have a definition of an optimist.
You have a definition of an optimist?
Mm-hmm. That's a person who is thinking of tuning up his lawnmower.
You're right.
Featured on today's show, what a Minnesota horse race would sound like broadcast on WCCO radio.
Of course, you know what parimutuel betting is, don't you?
Sure. Paramutual is when you have two insurance policies, you bet which one will pay off.
Right. Also, worst jokes of the week.
Darling, I love you as no one has ever loved you before.
Oh, I can't see much difference.
Going a Saturday morning on the worst of Boone and Erickson, the worst jokes of the week, along with a lot of other things, too. 23 minutes before 11 o'clock and 30 degrees, going for 38 today, but very windy. I mentioned that wind, south 23, gusting to 32 miles an hour. It's going to be windy and warmer today. Sunnier tomorrow, though. Lows tonight in the mid-20s. They were talking about snow earlier, or at least at the end of the week. We said, gee, by Saturday we'll have some snow. Well, it's not in the forecast today, but those winds should diminish early tonight. It's 30 degrees right now. The Carpenters, sweet, sweet smile. I hope you're smiling today. By golly.
Do you know what it's like to be really rich? I mean, after a while, you run out of new things to collect. Let's listen to these two wealthy individuals.
Did I tell you we're building a new house?
No, actually, you didn't. How many bedrooms?
Well, since the youngsters have all grown up and gone off to college, they're just my wife and I, so we decided 10 bedrooms will be sufficient.
Oh, I would think so.
Yes, of course, each bedroom does have a bathroom.
Oh, naturally.
But listen, here is the best part. We even have television sets built right into the bathroom.
Television sets built into the bathrooms? Oh, I don't care for that.
Why not?
Where could you go during the commercials?
Class A consolation at the Met Sports Center. Mountain Iron coming from behind. 24 points in the last period. 52-48 over Fertile Beltrami in that girls' basketball tourney today. We'll have reports this afternoon. And baseball from Florida. Say, got a free offer you'll want to get for your home. Now you can get a free sample of Barkeeper's Friend just by writing to us here at CCO Radio. That's right, free. Barkeeper's Friend, developed way back in 1882, and it's never been duplicated. You use it to clean and polish copper, brass, chrome, marble, tile, porcelain. It's ideal for removing rusts and discoloration stains from sinks, bathrooms, showers. And a little does a lot of work. In fact, one container of Barkeeper's Friend does up to 4 and 5 times the work of the same amount of ordinary cleaners. So, Barkeeper's Friend is a better value by far. No wonder WCCO Land listeners are falling in love with Barkeeper's Friend. And now, you can get a free trial size package just by sending your name care of WCCO Radio. Simple as that. Barkeeper's Friend will include a coupon worth 12 cents toward your next purchase at your neighborhood supermarket. So get your free Barkeeper's Friend just by sending your name and address now to Barkeeper's Friend, care of WCCO Radio, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Zip is 55402, and there's no obligation.
Say, diets are very much the thing these days. And here is our diet expert, Will Power. Will?
Yes, the latest diet is scotch on the rocks.
A scotch on the rocks diet?
Yes, it doesn't curb your appetite, but you drop most of your food on the floor.
Pabst Light Beer, wonder less calories, all the taste naturally.
There's only one way for you to find out how good Pabst Light Beer really is. Go out and pick up a six-pack and try it. Then and only then can you discover the facts of light. Fact. Pabst Light Beer has one-third less calories than our regular beer, so it's far less filling. Fact. Pabst Light is naturally brewed with no artificial ingredients. Pabst Light uses only the choicest natural ingredients to give you that great natural beer taste. Now that you know, can you ignore the facts of Pabst Light Beer? Pick up that six-pack of Pabst Light today and see what we mean. Pabst Light. One-third less calories, all the taste. Naturally.
Pabst Light Beer. One-third less calories, all the taste. Naturally.
30 degrees right now in our Twin Cities. 33-0. Heading for the upper 30s. And that wind should diminish by tonight. It's pretty brisk. South 23 gusting to 32. And more in some areas. 47 of Rochester reported this morning. 16 before 11 o'clock and lots of sports. Twins baseball this afternoon. And after that, more live reports from the state girls high school basketball tourney. Jack Douglas is on the scene at Met Sports Center. And back in action tomorrow night, the North Stars. And, of course, in the Boone and Erickson Show, always a big sports show.
The Boone and Erickson Wild World of Sports. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today, the Boone and Erickson Wild World of Sports is covering one of the foremost athletic events today, the Hennepin County Government Center Swedish Tile Walking Championship.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim O'Kay, and with me today to help describe the Hennepin County Government Center Swedish Tile Walking Championships is our expert, Dick Buttonup.
Oh, Jim, we're just really excited about covering this event for the Boone and Erickson Wild World of Sports. And now here comes our first contestant representing Eastern Germany, Olga Overbeck. Starting her program now. As you know, the East Germans train very hard for this event. It's a matter of pride with them.
I notice she's wearing the traditional winter galoshes.
Yes, but she's walking on the tile very well. No slips as yet. Now, watch it now. Here's the difficult part of her program coming up.
Oh, wonderful. Two skips followed by three short trots.
Some say these East German girls are given male hormone shots. Do you
believe that? Well, we can't really prove that.
Why not?
The saliva only makes the tiles more slippery. Oh, that's too bad.
Will that fall count against her?
Well, let's see what the judges say.
Here it comes now. 5-5, 5-6, 5-6, and 1-5-9.
That was from the East German judge. But now comes the moment everyone's been waiting for. The entrant from the Soviet Union, Petra Petrovsky, has been a world-rated Swedish tile walker for years. He trains 18 hours a day.
Every day?
365 days a year.
Wow.
Jim, they actually have a Swedish tile walking stadium built just for training there.
That's amazing.
Oh! Look at that!
Wow!
Oh, what a stunning beginning, Jim. Look at that. He started right out with three trots, now has broken into a full run, a sliding stop, now a complete turnaround. Ooh, a 3-foot standing broad jump. And he's still standing. Oh, this is amazing.
I'm just happy to be here to see this. How can he continue without falling?
I don't know, but watch it. Very shortly now.
Look how intent the judges are.
Yes. Okay, here comes the highlight of his program. It's a 5-point hopscotch. One, two, three,
four.
Oh. I bet that hurts.
Oh. Golly, let's see what the judges give him.
They're holding it up now.
5-4, 5-5, and a perfect 6.
That's from the Russian judge.
Of course.
If you've just joined us, I'm Jim O'Kay, and our expert is Dick Buttonup. We're at the Hennepin County Government Center Tile Walking Championships. A large crowd gathered here. Great enthusiasm.
A standing only crowd.
Yes. Too bad they didn't get bleachers up in time, but unfortunately...
Boy, now the crowd is hushed in anticipation. Ah, Jim, what can you say about the next entrant that hasn't already been said?
Yes, the American entrant, Sid Hartman.
Sid Hartman. What courage to try a comeback like this.
The agony of defeat. Sid Hartman, who in the last tile walking championship broke his right arm up near the shoulder.
Or was it his left? Which was it now?
Left.
Telephone lifting arm or the...
I think it was the telephone arm.
Yes, anyway.
But here he is, back again.
Jim, Sid Hartman's got something to prove. Oh, my goodness.
What is it, Dick?
Sid not only will be doing his program one-armed, but he will also come out in tap shoes.
What? He's out of his mind.
Well, remember, degree of difficulty counts. Oh, Jim, he's got the whole crowd with him.
Oh, he looks good. I gotta admit that.
Imagine, tap dancing shoes on Swedish tile. The ultimate in difficulty. Tape recorder.
Today's sports hero.
There it is, another Boone Erickson Wild World of Sport.
How about that, Billy Deal? Wild World of Sports. Wasn't that exciting? Huh?
I can hardly get my breath back.
Wow. Oh,
gee whiz.
Take it away.
I'll take it right out here.
I gotta get my breath.
To Freeway 494 and 10th Avenue South, Wally McCarthy's Lindahl Olds. Bill Deal for Oldsmobile. And Faith and Shurin, it's the continuation of the St. Patty's Day sale here at Wally McCarthy's Lindahl Olds. And here is Terry O'Feldman to come on over here and read us some car bargains. The saving of the green. Right here on a Saturday morning. Of course, we're here till 6 o'clock tonight, right across from Southdown.
We're here till 6 o'clock tonight, and we have the green floats.
The green floats.
Floats all right. Day long. Popcorn, rolls, coffee.
What Star happened to the Wars, button I gave you?
Star Wars cards.
Or is it happened to St. Patty's button I
Someone
gave you?
Someone else wanted it, so I gave it.
I see.
Had to give it up anyway, but what a Saturday. Just look at the used car lot.
Right.
Look at the show floor. How many people would you say here right now, Bill? You're going to be a pretty good guesser now when it comes to... come on, you can't have that
well,
much time
just
to think.
This room now. About 60 in this room, but then we got the blue room, we got the lot. But Labor Day was still, I think, our all-time record.
A lot of activity, and naturally we're going to have activity when we have special sale prices on used cars, Bill, like we've talked about. I think the most important point, other than the money-back guarantee and the prices, is the selection that you'll find here. If you're looking for a used car, whether it be a $100 or $200 or $300 car, which we'll talk about pretty soon, or if you want full-size, you know, luxury automobiles, expensive cars in the used car department, we have those also, all backed by the 100% money-back guarantee.
When are you going to talk about those cars you said you were going to talk
about? Which ones do you want to talk about?
Well, you better talk about the
car. Okay, how about a 1976 Oldsmobile 98 Regency four-door, full power and factory air conditioning at $4,675. Here's a 1976 Cutlass four-door sedan, a real fine intermediate built with air conditioning at $3,588.
So there you are.
I have more.
Sure you
right,
do.
I'll be back in just a minute.
Well, you know you'll be back in just a minute. Now we're going over here to Cadet Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Johnson talking about the ROTC.
ROTC. Hey, you know, I've avoided talking about money all morning long. Maybe I ought to remind the students as well as their parents that Army ROTC does offer 2, 3, and 4-year scholarships to pay full tuition and books and $100 a month. And even if you don't get one of the scholarships, as a junior or a senior cadet at the with the Army ROTC, you do get $100 a month towards your education. So I'd like to remind him to talk to the high school counselor or give us a call at the University of Minnesota, 373-2212.
Very well done. Now some more saving of the green.
Some more saving of the green on a 1977 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme 4-door with only 12,850 miles and a V8 automatic factory air conditioning. The 77 Cutlass Supreme 4-door is $4,990.
Faith and sure, and you ought to be out here and bring the whole family too. So we've got the Star Wars gum and the green floats, the lime pop from the pop shop, and the lime sherbet, and we're having a good time, says Terry, and he's right. At Wally McCarthy's Lindolo's. Shires.
WCCO Radio is going to put you on top of the world. This coming June, CCO Radio is going to send a family of four on an all-expense-paid vacation to majestic Pikes Peak Country in Colorado. And you could be the winner by playing the CCO Is Tops contest. Beginning Monday, March 27th, we're going to be drawing postcards, making telephone calls, and giving away a sensational lineup of top prizes. Four times daily, we'll announce the name of a top prize. Tell us what it is when we call, and it's yours. And then on Monday, May 1st, we'll take all cards received and draw the grand prize winner of that all-expense-paid vacation trip for a family of four to beautiful Pikes Peak Country, a vacation worth over $3,500. Now, here's how to enter. Send us a postcard with your name, address, and phone number to CCO Is Tops, WCCO Radio, Minneapolis, 55402. And beginning Monday, March 27th, we could be calling you! WCCO Radio, on top of it all, in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the great Northwest.
WCCO Radio News, 30 degrees at this hour at 10:54. And this is Charlie Boone with the news on this Saturday morning. The state of Minnesota will appeal a decision by a three-judge panel that said American Indians do not need a license to gather wild rice. The case began in the summer of 1972 when Everett Keezer and Wallace Creer, both of Minneapolis, were arrested in Anoka County for ricing without a license. The defense claimed the two men, who are American Indian, were granted those rights by ancient treaties. A series of trials resulted in a hearing in Anoka. In a related matter, Assistant Anoka County Attorney Robert Scott says the state also will appeal the matter of time and season for ricing to the state Supreme Court. A unique new urban renewal project, which is tied into flood control, is about to begin in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. The Pioneer Project is to relocate 130 homes and two businesses from the floodplain of the Mississippi River. The project has cleared three hurdles thus far, but Senator Gaylord Nelson says others are still faced because of President Carter's decision not to start any new flood control projects during the 1979 fiscal year unless an overall government review of national water resources is completed by that time. When budget bills are dealt with in the Wisconsin legislature, it's a tough fight, and a long fight, too. So when the budget review bills are worked on in off years of the legislative calendar, it happens. This is just such a year, and again, the budget review bill is a sticky issue. The fight has been over how to distribute tax relief. Should it be in the form of property tax cuts tied to increased school aid, or should it be an 8% credit against liabilities? Representative Gary Johnson of Beloit noted the inclination toward the school aid increase to ease property taxes and offered some suggestions about why.
I think what they're concerned with is the November elections, and they would like to see this property tax relief targeted back to the districts immediately rather than having a delay which would occur after the election. And secondly, I think the feelings they've had from their constituents is that they would rather have money in the form of property tax relief as opposed to the 8% on the net tax liability.
Wisconsin Representative Gary Johnson, co-chairman of the Joint Economic Committee. Last night, the Democratic caucus of the Wisconsin legislature garnered enough votes to pass the budget review bill and send it to a conference committee for a resolution of differences with the Senate's bill. If you know what that means, you're a better man than I. It's 3 minutes before 11 o'clock. It's 30 degrees in our Twin Cities, and we'll have more after this. Are you thinking of a career in real estate?
One of the many benefits in sales with Calhoun Realty is their unique guaranteed sales program. The excellent business generated by this plan can mean top income to a Calhoun sales associate. Calhoun salespeople enjoy many other benefits, too, like quality training, 10 modern offices, all points relocation program, and more. Right now, Calhoun Realty is opening its Victoria office, and there are a few openings in Calhoun's 9 other offices. Yes, enjoy a career in real estate at Calhoun Realty. Get more information on Calhoun's next free licensing class. Call 920-8800 and ask for Mr. Champion. That's 920-8800.
Two minutes before 11 o'clock. That's 10:58 on your digital clock radio. And 30 degrees in our Twin Cities. We're heading for the upper 30s, we trust, today. But it is windy. South gusts, 23 gusting to 32 miles an hour here in the Twin Cities. More in the news. Powerline protest leader Alice Tripp of rural Belgrade says she'll run for the DFL nomination for governor of Minnesota. The 60-year-old Mrs. Tripp said last night the Powerline issue must be faced, including related issues such as civil rights and what she called all the illegalities that have been ignored by the government, end of quote. Say, if you're among those who get tired cutting the lawn during the season, it seems like you're cutting it every 3 days. Well, there are those in Minnesota business working to ease that burden chemically. Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing, 3M Company, has developed a chemical to slow the growth of grass to the point where it would only require cutting every 5 to 8 weeks. But if you're ready to go out and purchase some, well, it's too early. The product is not ready for you, the homemaker, just yet. 3M has registered the product with the Environmental Protection Agency and is marketing it on a national scale, but only for commercial applications such as highway rights-of-way, golf courses, airports, and the like. It'll be at least another year before the grass growth retardant will be available for individual homeowners like you and me, and then only in commercial lawn sprayers. But it might happen one of these days. Well, Mountain Iron scored 24 points in the fourth quarter to come from behind and beat Fertile Bill Beltrami 52-48 today for the Class A consolation title in the Minnesota Girls High School Basketball Tournament. The Raiders had trailed by 7 points heading into the final quarter, but they came from behind, pulled it out, and won. Mountain Iron 52, Fertile Beltrami 48. We'll have more reports this afternoon. Baseball coming up in an hour. It's 12 o'clock noon. This is WCCO. Minneapolis and St. Paul.
CBS News. Israel reportedly has stepped up its drive against Palestinian guerrillas in southern Lebanon. This is Steve Young reporting on the CBS radio network. The Palestinians say the latest offensive is the biggest since Israeli troops invaded southern Lebanon Wednesday with the stated purpose of clearing the border area of guerrillas to give Israel a so-called security belt. From Beirut, Liz Filton reports.
The PLO says the Israelis have mounted a two-pronged attack towards the southern coastal city of Tyre. The PLO says the Israelis, with reinforcements, are now pushing about 7 miles south of the city. Tyre and its surrounding refugee camps have been taking a thumping from Israeli gunboat shelling and airstrikes over the past 4 days. The PLO says a second major thrust is happening in the inland town of Tibnin. Palestinians and members of the joint forces are reported holding out in an old crusader fortress on the hill. The PLO says the fortress is in danger of being encircled as Israeli troops are reported attacking north and south of it. Liz Fulton for CBS News, Beirut.
Security Council debate on the Mideast crisis resumed this morning at the United Nations. The first speaker was Egypt's UN Ambassador Esmat Magid.
This vicious circle will not end unless Israel comes to grip with the core of the Middle East problem. That is, to address itself directly and quickly to the solution of the Palestinian question.
The U.S. is circulating a working paper calling on the government of Israel to withdraw from southern Lebanon to be replaced by a U.N. peacekeeping force. More after this.
The weekend is coming, so my mind is humming with plans for easing my life. Gonna shop for suits and relax with my group. We're living the Campbell life.
With Campbell's chicken soups around for the weekend, you've got the right idea. My family and I like them all.
Campbell's chicken with rice, chicken noodle o's. They help make weekend time take it easier time.
I'm chewing gum again. Big deal? It is to me. I had to give up gum because it stuck to my dental work. But with Freedent Gum from Wrigley's, I can enjoy chewing gum again. It doesn't stick. Fact is, until I found Freedent, I'd forgotten how fresh and clean my mouth and breath could feel anytime. Freedent in peppermint and spearmint. You'll like it.
Feel free to chew Freedent.
It won't stick to most dental work.
Freedent Gum.
An emergency team is heading for the grounded American supertanker Amoco Cadiz, which has spilled 80,000 tons of crude oil into the ocean off the French coast of Brittany. The spill already equals the amount leaked 11 years ago in the Torrey Canyon disaster in the English Channel, the world's worst such accident. The U.S. experts will attempt to pump oil remaining in 12 as yet unbroken tanks before trying to remove the wreck. But reporter Joan Shore in Paris says a French expert believes that will take too long, that the only solution would be to bomb the supertanker and set the remaining oil on fire. Our own newspaper has received a photograph of former Italian Premier Aldo Moro, apparently indicating that Moro, kidnapped by the Red Brigade's guerrilla gang Thursday, is still alive. Patricia Burney in the CBS Newsroom Bureau reports that the picture shows Moro looking tired, but with no sign of injury. The guerrillas had said they would execute Moro if jailed comrades were not released several hours ago. Security police in Belfast, Northern Ireland, have identified a man captured Thursday as 21-year-old Sean Patrick Hughes, the province's most wanted Irish Republican Army leader. Hughes is described as the head of a highly trained guerrilla urban unit. More CBS News after this.
We're going to stick our neck out and tell you something.
It's hard to miss with Arrow.
And the reason is so simple.
America's shirt maker is Arrow Shirt.
America's shirt maker has done it again with what is probably the best shirt collar ever made. Arrow's patented custom collar, and only Arrow's got it. It's a whole inch wider at the bottom than the top, just like your neck is. It's adjustable by a full half inch, and it's got a special notch so the neck band doesn't show over your top.
America's shirt maker is Arrow Shirt.
See why we're sticking our neck out. Stick your neck into an Arrow custom collar.
America's shirt maker is
if we're not already your shirt maker, we ought to be.
Okay, Ray, we'll check you in a little while at 25 after. It's 10 after 11 right now. 11, 10, heading for 40, 34 degrees. We'll check that weather in more detail in just a minute.
Announcing tremendous store-wide values now during Montgomery Ward's no-nonsense sale. Right now, standard-sized Dacron polyester fiber-filled pillows are no-nonsense priced at just $4.44. Save a fantastic $110 on Ward's 19-inch diagonal measure portable TV and enjoy the convenience of one-button color. Ward's 10W30 motor oil is only 48 cents a quart. And for the do-it-yourselfer, there's 25% savings on Ward's 3.5-inch utility vise. Ladies love the comfort and fit of go-anywhere polyester knit tops and proportion knit pants. During Ward's no-nonsense sale, they're priced at 50% off. These are only a few of the serious values waiting for you all over the store now through Saturday. Montgomery Ward's no-nonsense sale. It really makes sense.
Get together with value at Ward.
Get together at Montgomery Ward. You can
get together with value at Ward.
And now on Boone and Erickson Show, Dear Gabby. Here's today's letter, Gabby.
Fire away.
All right. Dear Gabby. When will I know when the honeymoon is over? Signed, Just Married.
Dear Just Married, you'll know the honeymoon is over when you can kiss your husband without losing your train of thought.
Say, this last week, apparently the Minnesota legislature killed the parimutuel betting bill, although the bill did get further than any previously introduced parimutuel legislation. But what would happen if we did finally pass a bill like that? Well, we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. Minnesota horse racing here on the Boone Erickson program.
take a look at weather at 11 after 11. For the Dakotas, partly cloudy, windy and warmer, low 40s. And we expect Iowa to be partly cloudy, rather windy, much warmer today. Upper 50s, possibly southwest to the mid-40s northeast. Continued windy tonight, partly cloudy. And in Wisconsin, mostly cloudy today and tonight. There's a chance of some light snow in the northern part of Wisconsin. Rather windy, highs mostly in the 30s, 20s tonight. Minnesota will be windy. Decreasing cloudiness, though. We might see that sun yet. And warmer in the west and south. There is a chance in the northeast of a snow flurry. Clear in the west and south tonight, but variably cloudy and a chance of light snow or flurries northeast. Mostly sunny and mild on Sunday. And middle 30s northeast, middle 40s southwest. In the Twin Cities, partly cloudy. That means the sun's trying to peek through there. Windy and warmer this very afternoon. Then mostly clear tonight. Sunday should be sunny and mild on Sunday. Southerly winds 15 to 35 miles an hour and gusty. And they're still gusting right now. Shifting west to northwest by late afternoon. Diminishing tonight by 10 to 20 miles an hour. Highs today and Sunday, upper 30s, lower 40s, maybe a 40 today. Lows tonight in the middle 20s. Right now cloudy, pressure rising 29.73. 69% humidity. Winds, southwest 23, gusting to 35. 1 Celsius, 34 degrees, heading for 40 in our Twin Cities. Yvonne Elliman on CCO at 16 minutes past 11 o'clock. And Billy Deal, we might make 40 today. 34
really?
Degrees right now.
Well, what do they say? Life begins at 40.
Yes.
I don't know if that means 40 degrees or what. Well, here we go. Bill Deal, War Oldsmobile, Wally McCarthy's, Lindahl Olds. Did you get any Star Wars gum? You did? You want some more? Sure, everybody wants more. And there you go. And we're having a lot of fun here at Wally McCarthy's, Lindahl Olds at Freeway 494. And Penn Avenue South. And Mayor, let's get Mayor Lauren Laws over here of Richfield. Mayor, you say you had a wonderful prayer meeting this morning. Is that right? Where was it?
Well, I'll tell you, it was the mayor's prayer breakfast. First one we've had in about 8 years at the high school. We had over 400
Isn't
Richfield
that a
residents.
Fantastic turnout.
Well, it was. I think it's a real tribute as far as the type of a community we have. One of the things we stressed this time was family and unity. We had the families out.
Well, that's grand. Now, what is this going to become a regular feature?
Well, we hope that it does, because actually it's a real symbol of unity within a community. I just want to say that I want to thank all those that participated in it, and we want to thank you people down here at Lindahl for the part you're playing in this community, too.
Well, that's just grand of you to say that, Mr. Mayor. And you're looking wonderful. Back off a trip, are you?
That's right. Well, I just had 3 good weeks in Florida, and I guess I needed it after 8 years.
Well, I think you earned it that and a lot more. Good luck to you on this venture now. And the next time that you've got such a meeting coming up, why don't you let us know? Maybe we could announce it in advance.
We'll do that. Thanks so much. Talking to you, Ben.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you very, very much, sir. Good luck to you. Bill Ward, let's talk about some cars here.
Okay, one thing we haven't talked too much about, and that's the Cutlass Extreme. You know, everybody knows that the Cutlass is the best-selling intermediate in the whole United States. And right now, of course, for a special car for Minnesota only, we've got a 1978 Cutlass Extreme. That's a special value package with the rear window defogger, the vinyl roof, sport wheels and mirrors. They package this, they give you a real good price break on it, and we've got over 30 on hand ready to drive one home today.
So come on out, they're serviced, and they are, as Bill Ward just told us, ready to go. We'll be back with Bill in just a moment. A safe driving reminder. You know, before you get on that motorcycle, you really should train before you drive. Starting, shifting, balancing, and braking are unique in driving a motorcycle. And don't make sudden U-turns on that bike. And think ahead. Stopping distances can be deceptive. Good reminders from the AAA in the interest of safe driving. William?
Okay, how about a 1978 Cutlass Cruiser, Bill? This is a little blue station wagon, just like the one you're standing next to. It's a V6 automatic, power steering, power brakes, and air conditioning. Specially sale price, just $58.88.
And don't forget, a generous trade-in allowance on the car you're now driving, and satisfaction absolutely guaranteed. You've got that full week, 500 miles, during which to make up your mind. So we're here right now. We're here till 6 o'clock tonight, right across from Southtown. Whoa-holy, McCarthy's Lindahl Olds.
Okay, Willie.
Are you planning to buy a new car soon? Here's a special offer from the Richfield Bank and Trust Company, located at 66 Lindale South in Richfield.
Now, when you finance your new car purchase at the Richfield Bank and Trust Company, you receive free gasoline. Qualified borrowers receive 10 gallons of free gasoline for every $500 they borrow. On a $3,000 loan, you as a borrower receive 60 gallons of free gasoline. Richfield Bank and Trust Company, located at 66th and Lindale South, has long been recognized as the new car finance headquarters to many people. Now's the time to finance your new car purchase at the Richfield Bank and Trust Company and receive your free gasoline. This offer expires July 31st, so act now. Your new car financing headquarters, Richfield Bank and Trust Company, is open every Saturday, too, from 9 a.m. to 12 o'clock noon. Call or stop in soon for more details on the free gasoline offer when you finance your new car purchase at the Richfield Bank and Trust Company, located at 66th and Lindale South in Richfield.
Ah, there it is. That beautiful music. Yes, now, dear Boone and Erickson, any regular feature of the Boone and Erickson Show that affords our listeners a chance to express themselves freely.
Dear Boone and Erickson, I've got a wife who likes to throw parties. I mean, she really likes to throw parties. I think she got hooked on the idea around Christmas time, and she hasn't stopped yet. Well, ever since the holidays, the bedspread in our room has been coats and coats. Now, me, I can take parties or I can leave them. But the toughest time for a husband is that hour or so before the guests arrive, you know what I mean? Suddenly the whole house is off limits. We had a party Saturday night, and 35 minutes before the first doorbell, my wife yelled in, "Where are you?" I said, "I'm standing in the living room." She said, "Don't move. You'll make footprints in the carpet." Perish forbid I should eat any of the potato chips. They're for company. Boone and Erickson, do you know what it's like to stand in an empty living room? Potato chips to the right of you, popcorn to the left of you, 2 pounds of cashews in front of you, and you're hooked on salt? Don't eat the food. Don't drink the liquor. It's for company. Don't use the ashtrays. They're for company. Suddenly, you don't have a home anymore. It's Stillwater Prison with guest towels.
Join us again for more Dear Boone and Eric.
No, a house is where your life revolves. It's where your wife and kids are when you come home at night. And it's where you spend your leisure time and your happy times and sad times. But your life is in your house.
A home is like a mirror. It reflects you from afar and shows the world to others where you've been and who you are.
Gavertz is not what I would call a typical furniture store. You don't have to sift through seemingly hundreds of pieces of abominable furniture to find something you like at Gavertz. I don't like furniture stores, but I like Gavertz.
It takes more than furniture to decorate a home. It takes ideas. And at Gavertz, you'll find more than 200 room settings, like 200 distinctive homes full of ideas. You'll find your home at Gavertz. 69th Street, just across from Southdale.
Say, it's 34 degrees right now in our Twin Cities. We're heading for 40, 22 and a half minutes past 11 o'clock. We're going to hear about horse racing. We understand the Minnesota legislature, well, apparently for now, killed that parimutuel betting bill. But there still one of these days might be racing in Minnesota. We'll hear about that in the next half hour. And we'll bring you the worst jokes in the National Chuck Hole Society in a little after 12. Brendan the Bold celebrating yesterday's St. Patrick's Day. Elton John's Philadelphia Freedom by the MFSB. Here on the Boone Erickson Saturday Show, it's 25 minutes past 11 o'clock. Let's learn some more about taxes.
Your Taxes 78, a special 28-part broadcast this weekend, sponsored by Sharp Electronic Cash Registers. I'm Ray Brady on the CBS Radio Network.